The headlines this hour. The Israeli military pushes deeper into Gaza as Tel Aviv jails a reservist for refusing to join the carnage. Unusually tough words from the UN Secretary General on the ongoing Israeli assault on Gaza. And millions of protesters worldwide condemn Israel's deadly attacks against Palestinians in Gaza.
It's 4:30 a.m. here in Tehran. It's 3 a.m. in Gaza. You're watching us live from our headquarters here in Tehran. I'm Sheena Shirani.
And I'm Hassan Tabakoli. Thanks for joining us. It's day 18 of the Israeli offensive in the Gaza Strip, and there's still no sign of an abating. Latest reports say thousands of Israeli forces are pushing deeper into Gaza, into its most densely populated urban areas. On Monday, Israeli warships and warplanes targeted different parts of the coastal strip. Several people were killed by Israeli tank shells in the Al Zaytun district. In Jabalia, an Israeli raid on houses left one child dead. An Israeli missile also fell on the Egyptian part of the Rafah crossing but failed to explode. Although the Israeli army denies it has escalated the war into a third phase, it confirmed on Monday that thousands of army reservists were continuing their advance into urban areas. One Israeli reservist, in the meantime, was sentenced to a fortnight in solitary confinement after he refused to take part in the ongoing offensive in protest at the death of Palestinian civilians. So far, Israel's attacks have killed almost 920 Palestinians and injured some 4,100 more. Almost half of the dead are women and children. I'm going to go now to our correspondent Ashraf Shannon in Gaza to get an update on the situation there. Ashraf.
Yes, Hassan, for the past 30 minutes, Israeli tanks, helicopters, and F-16 fighter jets and gunboats have been attacking Gaza from four different directions. Very close to the center of Gaza City now, about less than a mile, you can hear the tanks firing shells, especially white phosphorus shells and incendiary bombs at the people's homes. I was listening to the local radio, and people were calling, especially women were calling the local radio and crying out loud and calling for help for the fire department, for ambulances to come and get them, because they say their homes are burning, and when ambulances get near to the, near the area, the Israeli airplanes start firing at them. During the day, Israeli helicopters killed a paramedic and seriously wounded another. Also during the day, at least 30 people were killed, and over 12 of them, at least 12 of them were children, and five women were killed. You can hear explosions, loud explosions all over the city from all directions, and you can see the white color bombs exploding in the air that contain the white phosphorus agent in them, and you can smell a garlic-like smell, which is the smell of the white phosphorus in the air, and the situation here is horrible, horrible to the worst extent you can imagine. Bombs keep exploding, but at the same time, Hamas fighters are fighting a fierce battle to keep the Israeli forces at bay in the center of Gaza City.
And of course, Israel says it wants to expand its offensive. Is there any sign of that happening?
Yes. The attacks tonight are very fierce. This is the first time for me to see or hear this kind of explosion. It never happened before. It's from four different directions. They're closing in on Gaza City from four different areas. You can hear gun battles, fierce gun battles, from all directions in Gaza City.
All right. Many thanks there, Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent in Gaza.